Shishi. The pasuk now continues with one who was magdish a stay mikneh, a field that he purchased from somebody else. For example, if Reuven owns a stay achuza, and Reuven sells this field to Shimon, so Shimon bought this field, it is called to him a stay mikneh, a field that he purchased. If Shimon goes ahead and is magdish this field, the halacha is different than if Reuven was magdish his stay achuza, because we said earlier if Reuven is magdish his stay achuza, and then Hegdish goes and sells it to somebody else, by Yovel the field goes to the Kohanim. This is not so by a stay mikneh, because if Shimon is magdish the stay mikneh, and Hegdish goes and sells this stay mikneh to somebody else, the halacha is that it will return to the original owner, to Reuven by Yovel. The reason being, since Shimon did not own the field only until Yovel. When Shimon bought the field from Reuven, it was destined to return to Reuven by Yovel. Therefore, he can only be magdishit as much as he owns it. And since he only owns it until Yovel, he can't be magdishit more than Yovel. Therefore, even if Hegdish sells this field to somebody else, the halacha is that it will always return to the original owner, Reuven, by Yovel. And the pasuk says, "V'im estei miknosoi, asher loy misteach uzosoi yagdish l'Hashem." If a person will be magdish his stei mikneh, a field that he purchased from another person, Shimon, who purchased the field from Reuven, will be magdish it, and it is not his stei achuza. We are not referring to Reuven, who owned the land and inherited it from his father, but rather we are referring to Shimon, who bought the field from Reuven. So if Shimon was magdish this field, and now somebody wants to come to Hegdish and redeem it from Hegdish, v'chishev lo ha-koyin, and the koyin will calculate eis michsas or erkecho, the sum of its value at shnas ha-yovel until yovel. He will see how many years there are from the time that he wants to redeem it until yovel, and the person who is redeeming it will pay a sela and a punjon per year, as we explained earlier. And this value of a sela and a punjon per year, he will give to Hegdish. Bishnas ha-yovel. But when Yovel comes, Yoshuv Asodeh, the field will return Lasher Kanou Meitoi to the one that Shimon bought it from. It will return to Reuven. Lasher Lo Yachuzas Haoretz, to the one who has the ownership and the inheritance of the land from his father, which is Reuven. Even though Hegdish sold it to somebody else, and by Stei Achuza, the halacha is that it will return to the Kohanim by Yovel. The halacha is by Stei Mikneh that it goes back to Reuven, the original owner, by Yovel. Zok Rashi ve'im estei miknosoi, chilk yesh bein stei mikneh l'stei achuza. There's a difference between a stei mikneh and a stei achuza. She stei mikneh, a field that was purchased, and then that person, Shimon, was magdishit to Hegdish, and Hegdish sells it to somebody else, like to schalik l'kohanim by Yovel. It will not be divided by the kohanim by Yovel. L'fisheinu yochol lakdisha ela ara Yovel, because Shimon, who bought the field, can only be magdishit until Yovel. Shari bi Yovel hoisa asida losseis miyodoi v'loshuv labailim, because by Yovel, it was destined to leave his reshus and return to Reuven, the original owner. Lafikach, therefore, in Bola Goalo, if Shimon is coming to redeem it from Hegdish, Yigal Bedomim Halolo Haksuvim L'Steachuza, he will redeem it at the set price which we mentioned earlier by Steachuza, a seller and a punjan per year. V'imla Yigal, but if Shimon does not redeem it, V'im Kerenu Gizbala Acher, and the Gizbar will sell it to somebody else, Oyim Yigalhu, or if Shimon himself does redeem it, in either case, if somebody else buys it from Hegdish, or if Shimon redeems it back from Hegdish, the halacha is Bishnas HaYovel Yoshuv Asoda Lasher Kanoru Meitoi. By Yovel it will return to the one that he bought it from. Who is he? Oisei Shegdisha, the one who the Magdish bought it from, which is Reuven. And if you want to say that the field returns l'asher kano halakeach hazeh ha'achron me'itoi, to the one who the last lakeach bought it from, v'zehu ha'gizbar, and this is the treasurer of Hegdish, the field will return to Hegdish, because this field was sold twice. It was sold from Reuven to Shimon. It was also sold from Hegdish to the last buyer. So when the pasuk says that by Yovel it returns to the one he bought it from, it can mean one of two things. Either it can mean it returns to the one he bought it from, it returns to the one that Shimon bought it from, which is Reuven, or it can mean it returns to the one that this last buyer bought it from, which is Hegdish. So where does this field return to? Does it go to Reuven or does it go to Hegdish? L'kach hutzrich loymar. That's why the pasuk has to say la'asher loy achuzas ha'oretz, to the one who has the inheritance of the land miyirushas avoisov, an inheritance from his father. V'zehu bailim harishonim, and this is the original owners shemachru le'magdish, the one who sold it to the magdish, which is Reuven. And the pasuk continues, V'chol erkecha, and any value in the Torah, where the Torah states that you must give shkolim, yia b'shekel ha-kodesh, it must be with the shekel ha-kodesh, which is esrim gera yia shekel, a shekel that is worth 20 gera, 20 ma. Zok Rashi, V'chol erkecha yia b'shekel ha-kodesh, kol erkecha shekosev by shkolim. Whenever the Torah says that you must pay a value and uses the word shkolim, yia b'shekel ha-kodesh, then it must be with shekel ha-kodesh. Rashi is coming to exclude that if the Torah just says that you must pay, then you can pay in any type of coin. But if the Torah says shekel, then it must be b'shekel ha-kodesh. How much is a shekel? Esrim gera, which is esrim mois, 20 mo. Kachoyu mitchila, this is what the shekel was worth originally, because every shekel is equal to 4 dinar, and every dinar was equal to 5 ma. Therefore, if you multiply 5 times 4, it's 20, so every shekel was equal to 20 ma. Ula'acha mikan, but afterwards, haisifu shtus, they added 1/6 to the dinar. Va'amru Rabbi Seinu, and our chachamim said, sheish ma kesef dinar, instead of a dinar being worth 5 ma, the dinar went up to 6 ma. So, if a shekel is worth 4 dinar, and a dinar is worth 6 ma, it comes out, esrim v'arba mois l'sela. A shekel will be worth 24 ma. And the pasuk continues, ach b'chor asher yevukar l'Hashem b'behema, a firstborn that will be born to Hashem by a behema, lo yagdish ish oisai, a person should not be magdish this animal for the purpose of bringing it as a different type of carbon. Im shor im seh, whether this is an ox or a sheep, l'Hashem hu, it's already kodesh l'Hashem to be brought as a bechor, so therefore do not be magdish it for a different type of carbon. Zok Rashi, lo yagdish ish oisai, a person should not be magdish it, l'shem carbon acher, for the sake of a different type of carbon. L'fish ena shaloi, because it does not belong to him, it's already holy, b'kdushas bechor. And the pasuk continues, v'im ba'behema atmeya, if a person is magdish a non-kosher animal. Earlier in pasuk Yud Aleph, the words behema atmeya were mentioned. Over there Rashi says, it is referring to a kosher animal that has a mum. Over here Rashi tells us, behema atmeya is referring to a non-kosher animal. And if a person is magdish a non-kosher animal, and then the one who was magdish it is coming to redeem it, ufada berkecho, he will redeem it at the value that the kohen will give this animal, plus v'yosav chamishisei olav, he will have to add 1/5 to the value. Like any time that the person who is magdish something is coming to redeem it himself, he must add 1/5. But v'im lo yigal, if this person who is magdish it is not redeeming it, but rather hegdish sells this animal to somebody else, v'nimka berkecho, then it will be sold at the price that the kohen will give it, and this person does not have to add 1/5. Zok Rashi, v'im ba behema hatmeya. Rashi is bothered that you should not say that pasuk chav zayin, which discusses a non-kosher animal, is going back on pasuk chavav, which discusses a bechor, a firstborn. And you will think that the pasuk is saying that if the bechor was born to a non-kosher animal, the halacha is that it must be redeemed from hegdish. This cannot be. Zok Rashi, ein hamikra hazeh moisiv al habechor. This pasuk is not going back to the previous pasuk of bechor. She'ein loyma bebechor behemet tmeya, because the pasuk cannot be saying by a firstborn born to a non-kosher animal, ufada be'erkecho, that you must redeem it from hegdish. Because a non-kosher animal that has a bechor does not have any kedusha, so therefore you do not have to redeem it from hegdish. And if you will say vachamor, it is referring to a donkey, and we know that the firstborn of a donkey does have kedusha, that still cannot be. Ein ze, this cannot be. Shehare ein pidyon petach hamor el etzleh. Because the redemption of a firstborn donkey is done through a sheep, and the sheep is given to the kohen, and then the kedusha comes off the donkey. So the pasuk cannot be saying that by a firstborn donkey you have to give money to hegdish, because you do not have to give money to hegdish in order to redeem a chamor, but rather you give a sheep to the kohen. Ella only hakosu of this pasuk is moisiv ala hegdish. It is going back on the parasha of hegdish, one who was magdish something to hegdish. Shakosu shilamala. The pasuk previously in pasuk Yud Aleph, Diber was talking about bepidyon behema tahara shahumama, the redemption of a kosher animal that got a mum. The kan Diber, over here the pasuk is talking about bemagdish behema tmeya, one who was magdish a non-kosher animal lebedek habayis to the bedek habayis, that the money should be used to fix up the Beis Hamikdash. He will redeem it at its value, according to the value that the Kohen will give it. If it will not be redeemed by the owner, and it will be sold according to its value, to other people. If other people will buy it from Hegdish, they do not have to add one-fifth. The pasuk continues with the parsha of cherem, where a person says, "Hareze cherem, I want this thing to become cherem, to become segregated." There is machlokes where this segregated item goes. According to one man, the Omar, stam charamim go lekayhanim to the kohen. According to the other man, the Omar, stam charamim lehegdish, it goes to hegdish. Everybody agrees that pasuk chof ches is referring to charmei kohanim, where the cherem went to the kohen. According to the Man D'Omar, who holds Stam Charamim go to the Kohen, this pasuk is talking about Stam Charamim, a regular case where he says Hareze Cherem, and it goes to the Kohen. But according to the Man D'Omar, who says Stam Charamim go to Hegdish, this pasuk must be talking about where the person says Hareze Charbe Kohanim. He specifies that he wants it to be Cherem to the Kohanim. And the pasuk says, Ach ko cherem, anything that is cherem, asher yachrim ish l'Hashem mikol asher loy, that a person will be machrim and segregated to Hashem from anything he has, me odom, if he says that his eved knani or a shifcha knanis should become cherem, ubehema, or he says his behema should become cherem, umisteach uzosai, or he says his steach uzos should become cherem, lo yimocher v'lo yigoyel. Until it reaches the hand of the Kohen, it remains holy and cannot be sold before the Kohen has it, and it cannot be redeemed from its Kedusha before it reaches the hand of the Kohen. But once it reaches the hand of the Kohen, it becomes chulin, non-holy, in the hand of the Kohen. Kol cherem kodesh kadoshim hu l'Hashem. All cherem is kodesh kadoshim to Hashem. This is very good according to the Man D'Omar, who holds stam charamim go to Hegdish, because the pasuk is saying kol cherem, all cherem go to Hegdish. But according to the Man D'Omar, who holds stam charamim go to the Kohanim, what will he do with this pasuk? Rashi explains that this Man D'Omar will learn that the pasuk is coming to tell us that a person can be machrim to the Kohanim, even kodshe kodshim or kodshim kalim. For example, if he has a carbon oilah standing in front of him, and he says, I would like to give this carbon oilah cherem for the kohanim, the halacha is that he must give the value or part of the value of this animal to the kohen, depending on if this animal is a neder or a nedava. A neder is if the person says, Hare olai, it is upon me to bring this animal as a carbon. If this animal gets lost, or if this animal dies, the halacha is that he must bring a new one. Therefore, we see that this person really owns this animal, because if it dies or gets lost, it is his loss. So therefore, when he says, I would like to be machrim this animal for the kohanim, he has to give the whole value of this animal to the kohen. The animal is actually brought on the mizbeach, but the worth of this animal he will have to give to the kohanim. But if he says, Harezu, it is a nedava, where he says, I would like this animal to go as a carbon, the halacha is, if this animal gets lost, then he does not have to bring another one. So really, this animal does not belong to him. So he does not really own anything in this animal. That's why he does not have to give the whole value to the kohen. How much does he have to give to the kohen? He must give the toivus hanol, the benefit that he has rights to bring this animal as a carbon. How do we evaluate that? We go to the marketplace and we see how much would somebody pay who is not obligated to bring a carbon to have this animal as a carbon. That price is what this person who says on a nedava that I would like to make this animal cherem to the kohanim, he will give that value and that amount to the kohen. So again, the pasuk is saying, according to the Man D'Omar who holds stam charamim go to the kohen, when the pasuk says kol cherem kodesh kadoshim hu l'Hashem, the pasuk is saying that a person can be machrim to the kohanim, even kodshe kodshim and kodshim kalim, and depending on what it is, he will give that value to the kohen. If it's a neder, he will give the whole value of the animal to the kohen, and if it's a nedava, he will give the value of the toves hano, the amount it is worth, for the rights to bring this animal as a carbon. And this is how the pasuk reads according to this pshat. Kol cherem, a person can be machrim to the kohanim kodesh, kodshim kalim, and kodoshim kodshe kodshim. Zok Rashi, pasuk chav ches, ach kol cherem, nech leku rabbi senu bedavar. Our Chachamim have a machlokes concerning this matter. Yesh armim. Some say stam charamim lehegdish. If somebody says hareze cherim, it goes to hegdish. Uma ani mekayim. And what do I do with the pasuk in Parshas Korach? Kol cherim biyisrael lecha yiu. That all cherim by Klal Yisrael go to the kayhanim becharme kayhanim. It is referring to when the person specified that it should go to the kayhanim. Shepirish va'omar hareze cherim lekayin. He specified and said this should be charme kayhanim. And there are those that say stam charam lekayhanim. When one does not specify, it still goes to the kayhanim. Lo yimocher v'lo yigoel. It shall not be sold or redeemed. Elo yinosin lekayin. It shall be given to the kayin. The halacha is that before it reaches the hand of the kayin, it may not be redeemed, and also it may not be sold. But once it reaches the hand of the kayin, it becomes chulin in the hand of the kayin. L'divrei ha'omer stam charamim lekayhanim. According to the man d'amar, who holds stam cherim goes to the kohen, mefarish mikrozeh b'stam charamim. He will explain this pasuk is referring to stam cherim, and that's why it goes to the kohen. Va'omer stam charam lebedek habayis. But the one who holds, if a person says harezeh cherim, it goes to hegdish, mefarish mikrozeh b'charme kohanim. He will have to explain this pasuk is referring to where the person specified that it should go to the kohen. Because everybody agrees that charmei kohanim cannot be redeemed until it reaches the hand of the kohen, but once it reaches the hand of the kohen, it is chulin in the hand of the kohen. V'charmei gavoya niftim, but charmei gavoya can be redeemed before it reaches the hand of hegdish. Zok Rashi kol cherim kodesh kadoshim hu ha'omer stam charamim lebedek habayis. The man d'omer that says that stam cherim goes to hegdish mevi raya mikan. He brings a raya from this pasuk because the pasuk says kol cherim kodesh kadoshim, all cherim goes to hegdish. V'ha'omer stam charamim lekoyhanim. But the man d'omer that says that stam cherim goes to the koyhanim mifarish, he will have to explain this pasuk kol cherim kodesh kadoshim hu l'Hashem l'lame, to teach us shecharmei koyhanim chalim, that charmei koyhanim takes effect al kochim kochim va kochim kalim, on both kochim kochim and also on kochim kalim. The noisin la koyin, and he will give the value to the koyin. Kemoish shoninu b'mesechta erichin, like we learned the mesechta erichin, im neder, if he made a neder and said harei olai noisin demayim, he gives the total value of this animal. Vim nedavo, and if it's a nedavo where he said harei zu noisin es tayvaso, he gives its benefit, the amount that it's worth to have the right to bring this animal as a carbon. Me Adam, kigoy shehechrim avodov u shefachoysov haknanim. He was machrim his evit knani or his shifcha knanis.